This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
I'm sure you all have gigantic plans. I'm hearing like stuff to even get a seat at a bar to watch the finals of the NBA Cup. Who's in the NBA Cup finals? Do you know?
Be Oklahoma City and Milwaukee.
Oh, there you go. I mean, like everyone has that written. That's like Super Bowl, right?
You know, it's become
someone's going to get a trophy when it's all said and done.
It apparently has become a little bigger deal because the winning team members get $500,000. Now, for some guys in the NBA, that's, you know, payday, regular payday. Other guys, that's a lot of money.
Mm. Yeah, it is. So, you know what we should do now?
I'm hoping you'll tell me.
A little NFL rapid fire with Dan Menigan. Boom, 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 boom. Here's Dan Menigan.
All right, gentlemen, let's begin in Detroit, in Motown. Pittsville, USA. Whatever you want to call it.
Pittsville, USA. I love it.
True.
All right. I just am going to read a list of humans
here.
Oh,
boy. Okay? This is bad.
Yeah. This is a list?
Defensive end, Aiden Hutchinson. Defensive tackle, Aleem McNeil. Defensive lineman, Marcus Davenport. Defensive lineman, John Kaminsky. Linebacker, Alex Alonzi?
Close enough.
Whatever. Linebacker Malcolm Rodriguez, linebacker Derek Barnes, linebacker Jalen Reeves-Maben, cornerback Carlton Davis, cornerback Innis Rakestraw Jr., cornerback Emmanuel Mosley, safety, whatever. Long name that I'll just butcher and feel bad for his family. Add in also David Montgomery in there as well. Guys, they want to add an 18th game. And here I just read every single injury on the defense for the Lions. Add in running back David Montgomery. If we go to the offensive side of the ball, they've lost offensive linemen left and right on top of that. This was the best team in the NFL.
And those guys, those guys are out for the year.
Done. D-O-N-E, done. We have watched a Super Bowl contender now in 3 weeks, essentially, become a team that we're not 100% sure could get out of the first round.
And arguably the most entertaining team to watch in the NFL.
Done.
Arguably.
So are you're not giving them any hope to win the Super Bowl?
Andy,
you go through
are
this list.
No, I know they're
up. The key to their offense has been the combination of David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs.
Za'Darius Smith, it might have been there the longest of anybody on the defensive line.
Yeah.
Remember, they gave him a week off, too,
yeah,
when he first got there.
And they want to add an 18th game. Are we sure this is a good idea, Andy? Like, honestly, is this 18-game thing? Like, we know it's going to happen. We know it's a cash
grab. I think
it's
a better idea if they add an extra bye week for these teams. So, I mean,
spread it out even more?
I know you guys complain about college football. College football, now these best teams are, you know, what are they, 16, 17? High school football, 16 games to win the state championship now. Where are you guys going, man? I'd like, they keep playing more and more football at every level.
I get that, man. But in the NFL, man, you are
it's a different beast.
Creme de la creme. The guys who are the biggest, fastest, strongest human beings that can play this sport.
And can inflict damage on other human beings.
Running against each other.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, we're going to run into a week 18 of backup quarterbacks galore and a first round with even more backup quarterbacks.
Do you realize how many Browns are on the IR?
Oh, it's ridiculous.
17.
Yeah.
It's nuts. That's part of it. That's what the first thing I asked John Hughes about all the injuries today. I wonder, you know, they're trying to temper all that by cutting down on the amount of practice time and the amount of hitting and the amount of full pads and everything else. Maybe that's the problem. Although other teams that do such things also have injuries. I don't know what it is.
I mean, Kansas City's getting, their offensive line is super banged up. They've been going through wide receivers left and right. They played the whole preseason with their starters.
So what's including? Do you think they're going backwards or not, man? They're going to 18 games. It's coming.
No, well, we know, but there's obviously an issue. I think you have to. I think that the NFL as a whole and the league needs to do some deep dive on: are we better off having contact in, you know, on a regular basis? Are we more contact practices?
You mean, okay.
More contact. You know, I would completely eliminate the preseason. Part of it is just that there's, you know, there's so much work. It starts in July and it keeps going and going and going.
I 1,000% agree with you on the preseason stuff. Like, if you're going to get hurt, you don't want to get hurt in a preseason game.
Or you don't want to start the injury cycle in the preseason as well.
That's fair.
You know, and but on the other hand, Andy, sometimes those guys who don't play in the preseason appear to be more susceptible to injury. You know what I mean? I mean, what is it? I don't know the answer to it. I don't know that the teams know the answer to it because they all have different approaches.
It's not like you got guys playing both ways too, right? I mean, everyone's got a specialty for the most part is what it feels like now. And I don't see this going backwards. I see 18 games. I see more teams. So
it's just,
I don't think it's going the other way.
And the problem is, man, it's only going to affect the product, which is the other part of it, is at some point you're going to really water this thing down. All right, on things that are affecting the product.
You do realize that everything has been watered down in the last 15 years, right? I just said it. High school, look how many games. What do you got to win? 3, 4, 5, 6 games to win a high school state championship, if you're lucky enough to be around that long. College now, we're adding more games than we've ever seen before. You want to win a national championship, you now have to win possibly in the first round, you know, and then hope to get to the national semifinals, and that's another game there. And why would you not think the NFL? This is the way the game is right now. I don't ever see it going backwards.
All right. Right here. Is this something? Okay? I'm stealing the old Letterman bit. We're stealing the Jeff Phelps bit, whatever you want to call it. Is this something?
Well, let's go Letterman.
Letter Phelps bit.
The top three running backs by yards, just total yards. Okay, I know, not a perfect metric, whatever. We're not here to argue that part of it. Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs.
And what were they all doing last year?
Playing for somebody else.
That's correct. Mm-hmm.
Is this the wave of the future veteran?
And if Joe Mixon hadn't been hurt and missed some games, he'd have been up there too.
You could put Tony Pollard in there. He's seventh on this list too, if you want to really go down that road. But anyway, is this the wave of the future when it comes to running backs, or is this the exemption to the rule? Are running backs still a dime a dozen? We have just found the group that are more in Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry, Josh Jacobs, or has the running back really come back?
Well, you have three guys there that you mentioned, Dan, who were really good regardless. You know, they were good with their previous teams. And now they go to new teams and they're getting worked like crazy. So I think it shows the value of a good running back. Think about Joe Mixon. Cincinnati didn't have a real good offensive line. People thought Joe was done. Houston picks him up for a 7th-round pick, turns him loose in a good offense behind a good line. Look what he's done this year. He's been outstanding. If I'm the Browns, that's what I'm looking for.
Let me ask you this. We're going into what? The 6th and 15th? This is week 15?
You can pull that in.
No, wait. This is week...
Time is a flat circle, Andy.
Yeah, what is it? What week? That was week 15 we just had, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So not we're like going that. Into week... No, that's all right. We're going into week 15, 16, 17.
Again, time so we're is going a flat
into
circle.
Week, we're going into week 15, and there are only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7... guys with more than 1,000 yards on the ground. Is that low or high? That's low. Don't you think it's low?
I
mean, we used to think 1,000-yard rushers was like the end-all, be-all. Now, we could end up with... There's a bunch of guys in the 900s. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Guys that have 900 yards or more that should probably surpass into 1,000 yards. But when you think about the fact that you have a 17th game on top of that, shouldn't you have more 1,000-yard rushers, wouldn't you think?
You're seeing, I think, in some situations, you know, splitting backfield duties. That's part of it. You know, David Montgomery. He's on his second team, but he's out for the year now. But same type of deal. This is his second year as being that veteran who changed teams, and he was outstanding. He might have been the poster child for, hey, bring in a vet and watch what he can do.
All right, big discourse this week involving another running back as Jonathan Taylor took a... run, ran to the end zone,
okay.
And proceeded to drop the ball before crossing the end zone, thus fumble, touchback. There's been a lot of arguments on both sides on this, one of them being we need to get rid of the touchback rule. This is ridiculous that the ball goes out of the end zone. It's a touchback for the other team, considered a fumble for a touchback. And there's another group of people who are coming back and going, how about you just don't drop the ball before you walk through the end zone?
And there you go.
I believe in the second, but I also don't think it should be a touchback. I'm not buying that. I think the ball should go back to the one or the two. What if the ball gets punched out by a defender and no one has possession? Like, I don't think that the defense necessarily deserves the ball for punching the ball out and it goes out of the back of the end zone.
I like the rule. Penalizes guys for being knuckleheads.
But it's not necessarily always a knucklehead play. It could be... You know, a good defensive play, but is it worthy of getting the football if you didn't recover it? I hate it. I can't stand it. I think you should get the ball to one.
A certain former Bedford Bearcat mentioned the other day, if I'm a coach, I am telling anybody who gets into the end zone on their feet, you do not drop the ball until you run out of the back of the end zone. Couldn't agree with that former Bedford Bearcat more.
I agree with that, too, but I also think that if somebody makes a strong play on defense and they're able to punch the ball without obtaining possession of the ball and it goes out of the back of the end zone, that ball should be at the 1 yard line. I don't think they did enough to earn the ball for their team at the 20 the other way. Or maybe give them the ball at the 5 yard line or wherever the ball went out of bounds.
Aren't there so many?
Why does it have to go back to the 20? If the ball went out of bounds at the 1, why shouldn't the ball be there at the 1 for the other team if you want to do it that way?
Aren't there so many little rules in the NFL?
That's why the international...
So many little confusing things.
That's why internationally people don't like it. It's too complicated.
Soccer. Ball. Goal. Kick.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
And between you and the goal when the ball is kicked.
By the way, didn't somebody, speaking of soccer, somebody got a red card and in their pocket they had a reverse card from Uno? And they held it right back up at the referee. Did you see that last week?
That's funny.
I did not see that.
Yeah, so they had something in their pocket and they held it up and it was like reverse so that the red card didn't matter.
I hope the ref laughed. That'd be
probably
funny.
Not.
He got two red cards for that.
Yeah. Probably not. Those refs don't exactly have a sense of humor.
No, they don't. Not at all. Is that it?
That's all we got.
Man, that was quick.
It was fabulous.
I really want to talk to you about Ohio State here for a second, and something that Kirk Herbstreit said. So we're going to bring that up when we come back. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Sam Amico, 1 o'clock.